online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good and fun.
It's your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rao Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Why, you beady-eyed.
The upper room.
It's the Jay Rao Show coming up next on the TJRS.
No, Jay. We've got this. Come on, ladies. Let's show them what we're working with.
I think that I'm in love.
Five, four, three, two, one.
It's that time. Time to tackle issues head on with the ladies of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network. A life show for everyone. It's your resident, Map of the South, Mom to Little Donna with Dr. Princess Odelia. And tonight, we want to know, is there such a thing as being too authentic? With the heat Paula Deen is facing for her comments, was she being too real with her views? Or joking around. Along with our topic, we'll be highlighting some updates with the ongoing Zimmerman Trayvon Martin trial. We have our fitness and health tips and our inspirational corner as well. So let's do this.
Too long. I wrote a song for you. I wanna sing to you. But every time I'm close to you, the words won't let them out. But I forget. It's so strong.
Midnight scene.
Welcome to Ladies First Radio on the TJRS Radio Network.
Hello, and welcome everyone to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and speak to me, your host for tonight, Mom to Little Donna's, or my co-host, Dr. Princess Odelia. Hey, Dr. Princess Odelia, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. For a minute there, I was like, I know our introduction started, but then I didn't hear anything. I was like, uh-oh, is that my phone?
I think it was your phone because you had the Aqua Boogie just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
I was like, let me hang up and dial right back in. I was like, ooh. Okay, well, we got gremlins tonight, but that's okay. We're still doing good.
Yeah.
How's your week been?
It's been well. It's been good, good, good. It's, I have a lot to do, but it's been good. It has. It's been productive. How about yours?
It's been good. It's been slow and steady. Trying to get used to this summer heat.
Oh, but wow. What is the temp there?
The temperature is only like in the 89s or 90, but it's the heat index. You walk outside and it feels like you're going to melt because it's been up in the hundreds. So it's like, oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And you know, I'm not one that likes a lot of heat. So it's like as soon as I walk outside, I'm already drained. It's like it just drains me. I'm ready to go back in.
Wow. I don't like real hot heat either. I really don't.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'd just rather stay inside and just chill.
Yes, yes, yes. Same here. Same here. How are those girls? They have a lot going on with dance?
Well, actually, they just finished their dance year. They've got one more competition, and then they'll be done completely. My oldest one, she had her ninth birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes. I'm like, oh, I was looking at her. I'm going back looking at all the baby pictures, and it's like I feel like it was just yesterday I had her. And now she is 9 years old, and she's so funny. She's so funny. She goes, now that I'm turning nine, I'm going to start growing breasts. I'm like, what? That's what she said. I'm like,
oh,
don't
God.
Try to grow. I said, don't try to grow up so quick, and it doesn't happen overnight, babe. It takes time.
Wait a minute. How about this? She figured she had a plan for it. Like,
yeah.
This is her plan. Like she's setting the clock for that. Like, okay, this is what I'm going to do this year. Now that I'm turning nine, I'm going to start growing breasts. Like, okay. That is so cute.
I'm like, oh my goodness. No, she's not. She's only nine. She's talking about trying to grow boobies already. I'm like, really?
That is too funny.
Oh. But, and my youngest one, she's just being herself, just acting crazy. But yeah, they're doing good. They're doing really good.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome.
But for all those listening in tonight, thank you again for joining Dr. Princess Odelia and I. We're actually doing a second part to our topic that we did last week that completely threw me for a loop about Paula Deen. Now, if you listened to our show last week or you went back and listened to the archives, like I said, I was just completely taken aback. I didn't know what was going on with Miss Paula Deen. And so we figured we needed to do a second show on it after we did our research and came back with the facts or whatever we found. So tonight we are exploring, still talking about Paula Deen and the comments she made. And Dr. Prince Odelia, it seems like after we did our show last Friday, even more stuff started coming out. I'm like, oh,
oh yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, that's when it really started coming out.
Yes. And I'm just amazed because, you know, I'm still kind of confused about exactly when she made her comments, because some sources said she did it a while back, and whoever decided to blow the whistle on her is just now coming out saying, yeah, you know, a few years ago or whatever, Paula Deen said this. And then other sources saying this was more recent. So I'm like, okay, who's right? Who's wrong? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like she's getting a lot of backlash. All these stores are, you know, dropping her from their brand.
It's terrible.
Yes,
it is so terrible. And she didn't well, she didn't do it recently, but it's like whatever you it ought to be a lesson. But my gosh, that's
yes. And, you know, I keep thinking about what you're saying, like, you know, 2013 is a year of authenticity. And I'm like, okay. And also maybe think about, you know, whatever you do in the dark, eventually it's going to come to light. It might be years later, but the truth always comes out.
Yeah.
And then on that same note, I was also thinking about all these other people that, you know, they've been in the news for saying some kind of racial comment like that. It was a few years ago. It was
a radio announcer. He called the basketball team, the girls' basketball team, nappy-headed hoes or something. Oh, my gosh. Yes, this was a couple. Yeah, this was a couple of years ago. And he didn't really get any backlash from it, you know, from seeing that. I think maybe his show was canceled for maybe a week or so, but he's back on the air. But here we have Paula Deen. It's like she's losing everything overnight, and it's like it's almost like a double standard. It's like if you're going to make an example out of one person, you need to do it out of all, not just one person in particular and go, okay, we're going after you, and we're just going to beat you over the head until you can't stand it anymore. So I'm like, wow.
But when did his reprimand take place? When did this happen with regards to him?
I want to say maybe this was maybe about 3 years ago. And it was after the whatever basketball team it was a girls' basketball team.
He's got major aqua boogie.
Oh, really?
Major. Okay, wait a minute. It's getting better.
Okay, is it better now?
Right to the right. Yes.
Okay, does that sound better?
That sounds good.
Okay, yeah, I think it might have been 3 years ago. He called them nappy-headed hoes. You heard about it in the news for maybe a week, and then after that, it was done deal. It was a done deal.
Wow.
So,
but this is, but see, I think now they're really well, okay. I was going to say they're cracking down on this kind of thing, but probably no more than before. I don't, and maybe because Paula Deen, you know, also there's two things I'm going to say. Maybe because she already was in the tabloids from before with the diabetic food, you know.
Uh-huh.
So she already had a rep of some drama. So, you know, when you already have drama, drama follows you. And
right.
So now they figure here's another story, so they blow it up. But as a result of some publicity that she's gotten, that was why she was, you know, she would go into Myers or wherever and you would see her face places or whatever because she had become a brand. But when you have somebody who's a brand, they are made an example. They're a brand. Mm. You know, and she has a lot to lose, a whole lot to lose. But then my second thing is this. You know, I believe this, so everybody needs to watch their judgment on Paula. Don't put your mouth on her. Just because she's a celebrity doesn't mean that the law of attraction doesn't apply in her case. So we have to watch what we say about that because, you know what, as far as I'm concerned, she's embarking on a new journey. And this journey requires what I always say in that first period is when you thought you had everything in control, you find out that you have no control over anything at that particular point because it's like you're losing, things happen. So what she's getting ready to embark upon, I mean, we all have our day, but so it is what it is, you know. Mm-hmm. And then she's a public figure, so they have to make a story out of her.
Yeah. And I didn't get a chance to listen to her interview when she was on I think it was the Today Show a couple of days ago. I just caught kind of bits and pieces of the interview where, you know, she was crying and she made the comment, you know, whoever never said anything wrong or hurtful cast the first stone. She was quoting that scripture. And I looked at her, you know, I was just looking at her presence. Yes, of course she was crying, but I was looking at her physical being, aside of her crying, and you could tell the stress is really taking a toll on her. Because from that interview and from a month ago, she looks like a totally different person. The stress has just really taken a toll on her physically. Yeah, you could tell. You could see it. I mean, I know she has diabetes, so she's trying to deal with that too. But on top of that, layered with that
stay
stress,
positive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She looks very, she doesn't look good at all. She looks like she's going downhill fast.
Aww.
And
because you know what, especially if say something you said what you said previously, but you've made some changes to your life. I mean, say, you know, she's already gone through her changes and she's like, oh my God. Or say, like we talked about last week, say she didn't even mean how it was interpreted or whatever.
Right.
And she's being misjudged. Now that's painful. That's, ooh, that's really painful. And publicly judged. It's like
assassination. Yeah, I was looking at her, and, the one thing that went through my mind is I hope that whatever journey she's about to partake on, it doesn't kill her in the process. The stress gets to her, and she just, you know, she gives up. I hope she does not give up. Yes, she's paying for, you know, what she said. And someone on Facebook, they made the put the question out there, the punishment that she's going through, is it too harsh? And I was reading some of the comments that some of the people were making. Most of them were our own people, black people. They were like, no, the punishment's not enough. She needs to be punished even more. And I'm like, okay.
But we are so racist as a people ourselves.
Yes.
We are so racist ourselves.
Yes.
All in the name of God, I swear.
Right. We are so, we feel like we are entitled to throw that N-word around, and it's okay to do it. But let somebody else that's not black say that word, either if it be nigger or nigga, and we go all up in arms. I'm like,
and we have all of our judgments about white people.
Yeah.
As a people, man, please. I mean, we can be the most racist in spite of our quote unquote, you know, love covering that we always try to use.
Right.
I love you, sister.
It's past ridiculous. I'm like, this poor woman. And how old is she?
I don't know. She looks pretty older to me. Maybe she's 60 something.
I'm like, you know what? This woman has already lived her life. Let her just go on and just finish living out her life at peace. Leave her alone, okay?
Right. Just let her go. I mean, that's her
she's
going to
be okay. Yeah, she's already made her millions. So, I mean, if you want to pull her brand off your shelves, fine. But don't keep beating her over the head with it. She said it. Let her do her time, you know, quote, unquote, say, and then just leave her alone.
What was the exact thing that she said?
You mean on the interview?
Yeah.
Like I said, I didn't hear the whole interview. I just heard her, you know, she was crying, and she said, whoever has never said anything wrong or hurtful towards anyone, cast the first stone or hit me in the head with a stone and kill me now.
Oh, wow.
That's what she said. Throw a rock at me or throw a stone at me and go ahead and kill me.
So who did she say? So what did she just so happen to say something to somebody, just said, I'm going to dress my staff up in plantation clothes. And let's recap that because some people don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah, see, now I'm not sure. Again, that's the part I'm getting, you know, different information about. I'm not sure if she said it to a particular person or she was saying it in an interview. But that's pretty much what she was saying. Like, she wanted to have her staff dress up as slaves and work in her restaurant like slaves and work like they're working on a plantation. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and then the article also indicated that she actually backed it up when they questioned her to confirm that she said what she said. She said, yeah, I said, basically, you know.
They're niggers, aren't they? Like that.
Yeah, they're niggers, aren't they? Ooh, that's beyond. Oh, I deserve let the first person cast a stone. That's all kind of stuff. She did more than just said a word. Jeez.
And again, I don't know, you know, how far back this was when she said it, and if she said it just to a particular person, but whoever decided to blow the whistle on her, you know, why did they wait so long? Why did they wait till now to come out and say, yeah, this is what Paula Deen said? I mean,
maybe
where are they getting out of it?
Maybe they had an epiphany and they're sick of racism.
maybe, I don't know. Maybe they were so tired of seeing her with her repetitious evil actions. And they figured, you know what? I can't take it. I've had enough. And said, I know this information. I mean, maybe, you know. But she didn't deny what she didn't. She did not deny.
She justified. Oh, really? No, I didn't catch that. Yeah. How did she try to justify that?
They're niggers, aren't they? Like, oh. What are you tripping on? You know what I mean? What's your problem? You know? But she said she said it, and they said it was in an interview, because they have so many, like you said, they have so many different articles, so many different interpretations of what's what. Mm-hmm. I was mainly looking for hearing her version verbally. I hadn't seen that, though.
Yeah. It was, I think it was either Monday or Tuesday. She was on the Today Show, and like I said, I didn't get a chance to catch the whole interview. I just caught bits and pieces of it, and I can't really honestly tell you if she was being sincere or if they were fake tears. I don't know. I was just looking at her physical appearance, how the skin, her skin is sagging more. I mean, I know part of that is age, but also a lot of it is stress, and it's taking its toll on her. And if she doesn't pull it together, she's not going to be with us much longer. That's just my opinion. Just from looking at her physical appearance, I'm like, she's really going downhill quick, really fast.
Aww. Well, she's probably sagging too, because she's probably, when you're going through something like that, you don't want to eat. She's probably sagging too, because she's losing weight drastically.
Very fast, especially around her neck. You can see, it's just like overnight, just dropping the weight. And I don't know what or who is her support group, but I hope is a strong support group to help her.
Yeah.
And not let her just give up.
Wow.
I don't know.
Because you got to make it, you can make it through the journey.
Yeah. Yes. And for those listening, again, you know, Dr. Prizzle, Diggy, and I, we're not trying to justify what she said. We're just trying to have everyone have an open mind about, you know, what she said. We're not trying to justify it. So don't, by all means, don't go out and say, you know what, Dr. Prizzle, Billy, and Mom, to look honest, they were trying to justify everything that Paula did. No, that's not it. If you go back and listen to our show from last week and listen to it tonight, you will see the connection that we're making. We, you know, we try not to judge. We try to keep an open mind. She grew up Southern, and for whatever reason, she decided that comment was okay to make. I don't know.
And she must be, I'm trying to be funny, but, you know, she thinks she's one of those that, I can't even say that. I was going to say maybe she's one of those that thinks she's black, but not making comments like that.
No.
Or, you know, no. But, yeah, it's a whole psychology to the thing, though.
Yeah.
That's really insane.
Yeah, it is, and like I said last week, you know, the food that she cooked, it's Southern black food, so how can she even justify making those comments when everything that she cooked came from us anyways? Like, honey, half your empire was built off of cooking food that we eat.
Well, the Southerns, because they're Southern, so you get a lot of Southern people eat Southern food, and our soul food just happens to be Southern. And we associate it with as a black thing, but if you go down south, it's just Southern food. You know, certain parts of the South.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? It's not so much black food then. It's Southern food. Southern food, even the Southern shows that used to come on TV, they had yams and fried chicken and, you know, and it wouldn't be a black person on the screen, you know? So it's Southern food.
Well,
yeah,
that's
so
Southern
that's not,
food.
We can't even take that personal. Because she eats candy yams. I thought about it last week. I was thinking that. I'm like, you know what? No. Because it's just a Southern food.
Yeah.
And
well,
we've adopted.
She's cooking it, it started killing her.
It's like it's killing the black folks. Now we can't. It's like it's killing the black people. Diabetes and high blood pressure and all of that. Well, hey, she's eating Southern food and she's dying like a Southern person. And black people, too.
Okay. Yeah, I know that wasn't supposed to be funny, but that was.
No, I'm saying if you eat like that, that's where you're going. You got, you know.
Yeah.
And more than likely, you end up having diabetes and all that, diabetes and high blood pressure and all that, because our food is high in cholesterol if you make it right. Now, you
right,
can make
if
it
you,
way
yeah,
you
the
want.
True. Right.
But you make some real Southern food, some real candy yams is going to have a big, a 1 to 2 sticks of butter in it.
Right.
And you know what's 7-8 potatoes.
You know what's really funny, Dr. Princess Odelia? This was years ago when she first came on the scene. I just happened one day to tune in and watch her cook. And I remember her putting all that butter in a pan. And I was thinking to myself, she's going to die of a heart attack. And then a couple of years later, she comes out that she has diabetes. I was like, it caught up with you, didn't it?
That's some, boy, I'm telling you, you're going to cook it right, girl. And don't make that dressing. You guys are having me making that soul food dinner. Don't make that dressing. Right.
Mm.
Talk about sodium. It can be high in sodium content, but they have other things. I'm getting ready to go into a cooking show. I'm like,
Right. We're going to do our own show. But like you said, if you cook it the real Southern way, yeah, it is bad for you. But the thing is, we don't have to cook it that way anymore.
You
really
don't. There are alternatives. There are definitely alternatives for all of our food, but some of the alternatives we shouldn't touch because they're artificial. And the artificial we could, I mean, you know, so it's almost better. Like, it's better to get real butter than to go get the margarine. But that real butter, you know, they have non-salted, but okay. All right, I'll be quiet.
Non-salted butter.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number if you would like to call in and talk to Dr. Princess Odelia or me. You know, we're having just a table conversation about Paula Deen and the statement she made. And we're also talking about Southern food. Somehow we got on the topic about that, but it's all
because that's why she's ill because of it. You know, that's why she has diabetes, because of that food. And we were trying to say that food is a black food, so really, how could she be sincere about her judgment or what we are accusing her of? But then I was saying, maybe it's not that way. Just maybe. It might be different.
I don't know, but I do know that the story's not over. You know, I think the top just came off. You know, it's just been open, and more is going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this is just the beginning for her. It's sad to say it, but, you know, I think it was yesterday while I was listening to the news, and, you know, they were talking about all the different stores, Target, and all her restaurants being closed. I was like, wow.
That's
she's
so bad.
Really getting the heat from this.
Yeah, maybe it'll show people. Don't be prejudiced. That stuff is over. Let it go.
But we do have to go to our first break of the evening. But sit tight. When we come back, we have our inspiration of the corner and our fitness tip as well. So we'll be right back. Hi, this is Mom Talita Donis with your fitness and health tip for the week. As women, we are constantly having to deal with bloating at one time of the month or another. The biggest mistake we make when trying to get rid of our bloating situation is taking over-the-counter medication, when, in fact, all we need to do is drink more water. That's right. A lot of us, we skip on drinking water when we are bloated.
when in reality, we should be doing the opposite. People tend to think that when they're holding on to water, they should cut back drinking it. But that's just not the case. Retaining water is actually your body's way of holding on to fluid so you don't dehydrate. If you're having a bloating problem, that's the time you want to push fluid, not restrict them. Since lemons act as a natural diuretic and a gentle laxative, when added to warm water, consuming the liquid can help reduce the amount of salt retained in the body. Just make sure you drink from a glass and not through a straw so you don't take in extra air. So the next time you're feeling bloated, try the natural way by adding a little lemon to your water and flushing your system out. This fitness tip can be found at www.fitnessmagazine.com.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of the Jay Rouse Show and the serious side of the Jay Rouse Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight, we're focusing on Fort Worth, Texas. An extensive search continued Wednesday morning for a 5-year-old boy who has been missing since Tuesday evening, police said. Sadi Osman was last seen shortly after 6:30 p.m. Tuesday at the Weber Garden Apartments in the 4800 block of Virgil Street. Police officers in the air and on the ground were searching for the boy, police said. The boy had been playing outside at the apartment complex where he lives with his family when his mother called for him to come home. Sada took off into another direction, the police said. Officers went door to door in the apartment complex in which Sadi lives Tuesday evening, in addition to a nearby neighborhood. A police helicopter also was used Tuesday evening. Police have told television news stations that the case did not qualify for an Amber Alert. Police have told television stations that the case did not qualify as an Amber Alert because authorities do not believe foul play was involved. Sada is just over 3 feet tall, weighs 35 pounds, and has black hair and brown eyes. He was wearing a white t-shirt, khaki shorts, and riding a white bicycle with training wheels. Anyone with information should call the Fort Worth Police Department at 817-335-4222. Once again, that number is 817-335-4222. We pray for the safe return of this young man. We pray for his family. If you know of a person that you'd like to see featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is contact us. You can send us an email at thejryleshowatlive.com. That's thejryleshowatlive.com. Or you can hit us up on Facebook. Just go to our Facebook show page, the TGRS Radio Network. You can leave the information there. Or you can send me a private message on Facebook at Jay Ryle. We pray for the safe return of all people missing, regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay Ryle. You've been listening to Have You Seen Me? Where you focus on missing people of color. And until next time. Take care. Yes.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area, or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
Was the next face you see?
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America Missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Welcome back to the second half of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. Now, if you're just now tuning in and joining Dr. Princess Odelia and myself, we are just
doing another show about Paula Deen and the statements that she made. And that before we go back into our topic, we do want to switch gears for a minute or two, and we want to have our inspirational corner. So, Dr. Princess Odelia, it's all yours.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, tonight I wanted to share something, a kind of an epiphany that I had just the other day. And this epiphany was, as I reflected on my journey to my life's true purpose, my career is included in that, and also, separately on the side, there's the opportunity of love and a relationship to share my life with someone. Well, as I was experiencing and reflecting on the journey of life, I also had an epiphany that even to attain the love, your true purpose love, it requires the same type of journey. Ouch, right? So I was thinking, when in life, as I write about in Pregnant in the Spirit, How to Birth a Life of True Purpose, it talks about the journey, as I describe it, four-period process of spiritual pregnancy. And with spiritual pregnancy, the objective in the success of one making it to their life's true purpose is only attained by them being willing to be guided intuitively, i.e., guided by the Spirit of God, guided by the universe, life direction, guidance, that small, still voice that speaks so still. And it doesn't always scream. Sometimes it's a voice. Sometimes it's a message on a billboard. However it comes, it speaks to you, though, and it teaches you all things. Well, it's one thing to allow yourself to be guided outside of a relationship, but allowing yourself to be guided by the Spirit so that you can get, you know, get your to-do list for today, if you would, so that you're in order. It's another thing to use this opportunity to be guided intuitively in your love relationship. It seems almost more difficult because we as people, we have our own right to do whatever we want to do. And this epiphany I wanted to share, I think it's inspirational, and it's inspirational for people to, in your love relationship, allow yourself to not always act, do not at all act on necessarily what you see, feel, and hear as a matter of your interpretation, but allow yourself to be guided by the innate wisdom that will give you the wisdom to understand your partner and to really walk that path that will bring you to ultimate fulfillment. Thank you. And I just went over a moment of inspiration. But thank you.
All right. Very inspirational. Very inspirational.
I need a show on that one. I was like, as I was talking, I'm like, you know what? This one isn't stopping anytime soon. I'm going to have to do a show on it.
Very informative, and it was everything. All the information you just shared was what we all needed to hear. So, there it is. Now,
absolutely.
I do want to switch gears again before we go back into our topic, because we have talked about Paula Deen for the first half hour. And I thought that for the second part of this show that we would give a little highlights on what has been going on here in Florida, Sanford, Florida, with the Zimmerman Trayvon Martin trial.
Yes.
And so I thought we'd give some highlights, some updates, let everyone know if you have not been tuning in, or if you don't know who Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman are, you must be living underneath a rock, because I think everybody except for the jury, even those on the jury, they know who these two individuals are.
I'm telling
you. It took them about 2 or 3 days to actually get jury members, because everybody knows about this case. Well, starting Monday, they had their opening statements, the opening arguments, whatever you want to call it. I don't know all the legal terms. But, you know, every day I've been tuning in and listening to, you know, the witness statements, and it is just amazing how the defense is trying to tear apart the witnesses. The one
right.
that everybody got up in arms about was, I think her name is Rachel, you know, the young teenage girl that Trayvon was talking to during the moment he was being, you know, during the moment he was shot.
Wow.
They tore her up. And I felt sorry for her in a way because I knew what everybody was going to say as soon as they heard her start talking. She's ghetto. I knew those were the first words that everybody was going to think. That is one ghetto chick. And sure enough, it's like Twitter, Facebook, and all the comments, they all said that she's ghetto because of the way she talked and the way she, her demeanor on the witness stand.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, someone should have coached her, told her how, you know, she should represent herself on the stand. And it didn't help her that she kept changing her story around, too. And
yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, she made a comment. The defense lawyer gave her some kind of document to read, and it was in cursive handwriting. And she came back and made a comment, I cannot read cursive handwriting. Stereotype, here they were like, what do you mean you can't read cursive handwriting? Okay, first of all, for all those listening, if you're listening right now, I just want you to know that young lady, her first language that she speak was Creole. Second is Spanish. English is her third language. She never learned how to read or write cursive handwriting. So stop being judgmental about her, okay? Because that just, I'm like, come on. Stop judging this poor girl. I don't know. Yeah, I really feel sorry for her. I mean, I really don't know her true age. I don't know if she's 19, 16, because she kept changing her age around, too. But you can tell she came.
Was her attorney? Didn't they prep this chick?
I don't know. Dr. Prince Odelia, if you listen to it, you would think that they did not prep her for anything. For nothing.
Poor thing.
Because the way she was speaking back to the lawyer, they could have put her in prison for contempt of court, the way she was speaking. You know, she was actually arguing with the lawyer. And I'm like, honey, you're supposed to be trying to help your friend that was shot. You're not making yourself look good. So it's like,
so she was arguing with the attorney. Why was she arguing with him?
Like, he asked her something. I cannot remember what it was he asked her. She came back and said, you got the paper right there.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, oh, no. Wow.
Wow. And then, wait a minute, and then she disclosed that the attorney was trying to slip her a note.
Yeah. The only thing that saved her statement was later on, I think it was two witnesses that they put on the stand, and I actually listened to the last witness that they put on the stand, I think it was yesterday. She didn't speak any English. You know, she spoke very little English. And so they had a translator. Dr. Prince Odelia, this woman, she was as cool as a cucumber. The defense lawyer was trying his best to shake her up. She played it cool, Dr. Prince Odelia. I have never seen anybody on the witness stand just like, you are not going to shake me up. That was her attitude?
Yeah.
That was the only... She's the one that saved Rachel or whatever her name is, that young lady. She saved her part of her argument because everything that the Spanish lady talked about was she backed her up. She played it cool. I was like, okay. But there's a lot of drama going on. It's a lot of drama. Today, they had one witness on the stand. He was the only gentleman that when he heard the commotion outside, he actually went out. And he said, hey, what are you doing? Stop it. You know, he didn't really know what was going on, but he's the only one that stepped out and said, hey, what are you doing? Stop it. And they tried to shake him up. The defense lawyer was trying to put words in his mouth. He played it cool. He's like, that's not what I said. I said this, that, and that. And the defense lawyer was like, oh, okay. I really don't know what the outcome is going to be, but in my opinion, from what has been going on, I feel like, you know, Zimmerman probably will get off. I don't think he's going to get charged with manslaughter because that's what they're going for.
They're,
wow. You know, yeah, I really feel like he's going to get off on the, he shot the young man because it was, he was defending himself.
Wow. Wow, that is really sad if that happens.
Yeah.
That's very sad. And that's, and you know what? And that is a poor defense attorney.
Yeah.
Poor,
and
very poor.
Monday, even before they started the trial, the lawyers were trying to get Trayvon's parents to leave the courtroom. You know, to leave the room, saying, you know, they shouldn't be there because it has nothing. Something about it, they didn't have any, I can't remember the word they used, but pretty much what they're saying is because they were not part of the trial, they don't need to be in there. And the judge, she came back and said, she quoted the law, she made a comment, she said, if the victim is a minor or is deceased, then the family members can be in the room. Yeah, but they were trying to get his parents out of the courtroom. First thing. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Wow.
Yes.
Woo.
It's a mess. It really is.
Wow. And did you ever hear, there's a YouTube video of a young lady who actually, it was right outside her door pretty much, that Trayvon was killed.
No, I missed. I was not home at the time when she was on the witness stand. I completely missed that one.
Oh, you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No, this lady, she had a video, and she said that she actually called the police, and they bluntly let her know they didn't want to hear her statement. They wouldn't even allow her to really say anything to them even at that time. They had nothing to do with it. Yeah, and she said that she was trying to tell, but she saw it. She was the one, she actually, it's on YouTube, she actually witnessed and said that she did not, that she knew for a fact that it was not in defense because she remember, you know, Trayvon begging for his life, et cetera, so.
Okay, yeah, she's the one that, I think she's kind of short, with short blonde hair. Yes, I know who you're talking about. And she did a number of interviews. Because the police wouldn't listen to her, so she took matters into her own hand, and she went on the news, you know, every news channel that would listen to her, and she told a story.
Yeah.
I remember that now, yes. It's a mess.
But she's the one that saw it. So I don't even know, I mean, that is such a poor, she's the one that saw it. You have a witness
mm-hmm.
that is very voiceful.
Hmm.
But you know what? Even that, for example, is enough to place a reasonable doubt. So remember that.
Right.
They don't have to prove it. All they need is a reasonable doubt. And reasonable doubt can get 12 eyes, okay? So reasonable doubt. So it may be a possibility. I mean, maybe.
I hope so. My friends are there. I mean, he needs to be punished somehow because it just doesn't look good. I mean, the young man, all he had was a pack of Skittles for his younger stepbrother and a can of soda or something. He didn't have any kind of, and this is what threw me. Monday, in the opening statement, the defense lawyer said Trayvon Martin, he did have a weapon. He used, sidewalk was his weapon. I'm like, are you kidding me?
What did you say?
A grown man. He said that Trayvon Martin, his weapon was the sidewalk. And he used the sidewalk to beat up Zimmerman. I'm like,
they said Trayvon beat up Zimmerman
on a teenager, and you're gonna tell me that? I'm like, oh wow, interesting.
Wow,
interesting. And Monday they played the first call that Zimmerman made to whatever number he called, Dr. Prisodilia. It was so racial profiling, it's not even funny. even though they're not allowed to say that word, he profiled Zimmerman from, I mean, Trayvon from the start. On the call, Zimmerman said, I'm tired of these kids always, he used explicit language. He said he was tired of them always getting away. He had already in his mind decided that Trayvon was a troublemaker even before even knowing who he was. He had already made the decision.
Wow.
I was like, that right there is just enough to say, okay.
Reasonable doubt. And my question, do they have any black people on the jury?
I do not think so. I know they're all female. I know they're all female, but I don't think any of them are black.
Get out of here.
I might be mistaken on that. I'll have to look it up again. But I do know they're all female, which made me wonder, why did they pick all female?
Yeah.
Why did they do that?
Wow. Wow.
But it's a mess. I mean, every day, both his mom and dad are sitting in the courtroom, and, you know, when they're playing those 911 tapes and they hear their son yelling for help. I'm going to say it was Trayvon yelling for help. I mean, you can literally just the desperation in the voice when you hear the yell for help. It wasn't Zimmerman. That was Trayvon. That was Trayvon all the way. And just to see, you know, his father breaks down in tears every single time. There's been a couple of times he had to walk out of the courtroom because, you know, he's listening to the last moments of his son dying. Hopefully the jury will get it right. Whichever way, hopefully they will get it right and prosecute the way they need to.
Wow.
I mean, I honestly could not be.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I honestly could not be on that jury and try to keep an open mind, you know, try to see it from both angles. I couldn't do it. I really couldn't. Because I know that saying, you know, innocent until proven guilty, but all the arrows point to guilty to me. And that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, it's tough.
But anyways, we're going to go back to our last break of the evening. This hour has flown by, but don't go anywhere. Sit tight. We will be right back. Welcome back to the final call of Ladies First Radio. Well, Dr. Prince Odelia, this hour really flew by. It really did. And we covered a lot of information tonight.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
We did two times.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
We did two topics.
Yeah. So, very quickly, what would you like to close us out with for tonight?
Well, I just want to say this. We just all need to pray for Trayvon Martin's family and even for Zimmerman to come into his own truth, and that this case goes in the direction, well, the case is going to go in the direction that it needs to go, and we need not place negative energy on it, nor energy that will just add fuel to the fire in this situation. Just allow, think positive, and let's keep our thoughts positive, period. And without judgment to anyone. And I just want to say, earlier, as I was talking about in the inspirational spot, listen, it's very interesting how simple yet complicated life can be at times. But it's so rewarding to know that it's really all up to us to make changes that we need to make it happen. It's really up to us. And it's up to you to listen, to follow that innate wisdom. You not having parents or people in your life that can show you is no excuse for you not to be still and allow yourself to learn just from what God has already given to you. So that's my word. And join me on Facebook, Dr. Princess Odelia, and on Twitter. And don't forget Transforming Detroit and the True Purpose Development Show on Thursday nights at 8. Okay, love you, Mom. I don't know how many minutes that was.
And very quickly, I would just like to reiterate something that Dr. Princess Odelia had just said. It is up to us to make a change and just think positive. No. We all have a journey to go on. Paula Deen, she made a stupid mistake, and she's paying for it. We need to pray for her. And hopefully all will, you know, turn out for the best for her. And as Dr. Prince Odelia said, pray for Trayvon Martin and his family, and also Zimmerman. Please do not forget to tune in tomorrow to the J. Rouse Show. It's Saturday. If you don't have anything else on your schedule, even if you do, tune in. Just for a couple of laughs, they will have you cracking up. Everyone, yes. Have a safe and wonderful weekend. We love you all, and we will see you back here next Friday on the Ladies First Radio Show.
Yes. Love you, Mom, too.
Love you, too. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.